music there, brand new music from Mandu Markhtar.
That's right. So this album dropped, I think, just a few weeks ago, called Funeral for Justice, an incredible record, and I think maybe one of the band's best so far. This, of course, coming from the Touareg artist who has been, I didn't realize, touring across the world, and they even made a stop in Windsor. This Dave was, actually told me this.
Yeah, years ago. But, yeah, it was a pretty insane show. And they, you know, they come through Detroit. They came through not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just tour and put out records, and people love them, and they're a really unique band.
They really are, you know, full of incendiary guitar lines, as you heard on that track, Oh France. Highly recommended, a great record. As same with the one we heard before, that definitely a different style, of course, going into a soulful country vibe with the album Passage du Désir, which was by Johnny Blue Skies. We heard the song If the Sun Never Rises Again. And if that voice of Johnny Blue Skies was familiar, that's because this is actually the new recording alias of the one and only Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah, so this is his new band, and apparently he's changed his name. The artist formerly known as Sturgill is now Johnny Blue Skies.
Well, I'm glad he's just not replacing his name with a symbol, but no, but it's a really good record, and I like it. You have a lot of great narrative-based songwriting, as we've heard from Simpson in the past, but I think he's changing his sound up. He has some new members following up on this recording, which is great, so a new band there. Highly recommend this one as well if you like that sort of soulful country sound. Now, I told Dave it didn't sound as soulful as his previous ones, his previous releases. What I really meant was there's a lack of horns. Mm. And I think that's really what it was. He doesn't have that same horn section that he did on some of his earlier recordings, but
it's hornless.
I wouldn't say completely hornless. It's a little pokey at times, but okay. You know, it is still a really good record. Same thing with what we heard before that. An EP, a brand new EP from Wilco titled New Hot Sun, Cool Shroud. We heard the track Hot Sun from this, and even though it's only 20 minutes long and 6 tracks, it's a great collection. I do encourage people to check it out. And what we started off with, I don't know how easily people can check it out, although I think people are going to be making it more widely available. Yeah. A brand new album and a surprise release from Jack White.
Yeah, no word on whether it's going to be released commercially or anything yet, maybe. But it came as a free release, a free record that was put in your bag when you purchased something from one of the Third Man Records stores yesterday. So,
and it's gone viral. There's reports about it not only in the media, but some radio stations have played various tracks or sides of the record, including us, who just played the opening track from side one of this record. It's not given an official name. It does say no name on the White Album sleeve itself and the White Album label, but that's all we really have for it. Who knows? We'll get more news hopefully soon about a wider release, but in the meanwhile, for the lucky few who are able to get a version of this, you have a brand new album by the one and only Jack White. So coming up next, we're going to be playing some music from some bands that actually performed the previous week in Detroit, and they performed the same concert, John Spencer and X.
Yeah, actually it was this week, and they played at the Masonic Temple on the 16th of July, and that was this week. And
that's some good chronological correction, Dave.
I quickly did the math.
That was good mathing.
Usually on the radio, we aren't required to do math, but I did for you all. And we're going to hear 3 tracks from each artist. So we're going to hear 3 tracks from X. X has a new album forthcoming in August. It's called Smoke and Fiction. We have played the first single from it. It's not out commercially yet, although you could get it at the show.
Mm-hmm. It will be released officially commercial-wide on August 2nd, so it's coming up very soon in just a few weeks. But we're going to play something from the album they released before this. We're going to open up the set with a track from Alphabet Land, a fantastic record that the band recorded and released in 2020, at least a decade since their last recording.
Oh,
I think
time.
It was maybe even 2 decades.
Yeah.
The thing about this new record, though, Smoke and Fiction, is that the band is claiming it will be their final record and that this will be their final leg of a tour.
Yeah.
So we're going to see. Dave, should you tell the story about what they said?
Well, at the end of the show, they said, see you next time. And I was like, well, is there a next time? but hey, I'm all for it if there is. But they've been advertising it. The end is near. This is their final tour. And you know what? X has been It has the same members, although there was some change-ups in the mid-period of the band. But it's the same original members since they formed, I think, was it 77?
Yeah, so it's the same lineup that's touring now that started during the initial phase of the group, which is incredible. And yeah, I will say this, from the last time I saw them live, as intense and fiery as a band half their age. So we're going to hear something from Alphabet Land, and then two more tracks from X and three tracks from John Spencer here on Revolution Rock.
Who gets passed to the head of the line? Who you're selling trash. You're just a coke man.
I feel like my brain has melted in the best possible way.
Brain melt.
Speaking of brain melt, folks, you are listening to Revolution Rock, and we just came back from a set, 6 songs, 2 artists, but both of these artists had performed earlier this week in Detroit and putting on a fantastic concert. We actually heard ending off there with the opening act for that, John Spencer, and John Spencer has had a number of different recording aliases and groups that he's performed with. Kind of, it's an evolving project, really, with John Spencer at the helm, no matter the name of it. But we ended off with what I think some people would say is his best recognized record,
Orange
from 1994, when he recorded it as John Spencer's Blues Explosion.
Yeah, and You know, they came out in 94. We heard the song Dissect, by the way. This is the album that has Bell Bottoms on it that was their best known song, but also became more so his best known song because of its use in the movie Baby Driver. Mm. I believe there's a few Spencer songs in there.
I believe there's more than that, yeah. But as you were saying while that was playing, this was one of those records where John Spencer has always run between a lot of styles that he loves, between R&B, garage, blues, and hip-hop. And this is just one of those rare records that amalgamates them, and it doesn't sound hackneyed, it doesn't sound weird or like he's trying to like be but I'll put it this way, when a lot of rock musicians try to incorporate hip-hop, it sounds very bad.
Yeah.
What he did was he took the spirit of it and incorporated it with some break beats, and it's just an incredible record, and really nothing else was coming out like it at the time, and not that much since.
I still don't know how they did it.